You're welcome. Thank you so much, Pastor Dixon and Pastor Lydia. I am one of your hosts for this talk show. My name is Oluwaduni Gbemisola Akimeji.
My name is Oluwagbenro Jeremiah Akito. Praise God. All right, so I'm also one of the hosts here on this talk show this morning. And we are together with Pastor Lydia Akazoe. So I want to read out some recitals about Pastor Lydia. Hallelujah. So Pastor Lydia Akazoe, she's the Assembly Pastor of Eternal Life Embassy, Akure. She's popularly known as the Pastor of Pastors. She's a servant to the core. Yeah, like the person that introduced us this morning mentioned, she's a man in a woman's body. She's a servant of the Lord. All right, so she's into natural foods and homemade products and spices. I love that spices part. Hallelujah. She's also a sound teacher of the Word of Life. Hallelujah. School of Life. Hallelujah. All right. So she's a sound teacher of God's Word, and she's also a sound grammarian. She's not just a teacher in the spirit. She's also a teacher in the natural. Just bring your head. She will teach you. Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, introducing Pastor Dixon. Pastor Dixon Akinlolo, formerly called PD, is an Assembly Pastor of Eternal Life Embassy. He is also the VP Admin of Life Veneration High School. Pastor Dixon is an ardent lover of God, and he does only one thing: his father's business. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Dixon. Thank you, Pastor Lydia, for joining us here. So, the title of this talk show this morning is Charting Leadership Through Service and Responsibility. So quickly, we are just going to go into the questions. We have been taught and we have learned that man was made to have dominion. You know, a man was made to be in charge, to be in control of things. But what's going on? We live in Nigeria, for example. We have leaders, but everything is upside down. What's happening? So this brings us to the question. This question is for you, Pastor Lydia. What is true leadership?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, our presenter, Sister Duni. I appreciate the opportunity. I say good morning to Daddy and Mommy and all our pastors. Pastor Dixon, PD, you're welcome, sir. I'm Brother Jeremiah. Good morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Amen. I'll start. Duni gave an example, Nigerian leadership. Nigeria is even the poorest example to even look at when it comes to the issue of leadership. So the question says, what is true leadership? I'll quickly go to Luke chapter 22. Turn your Bibles with me. Luke chapter 22, verse 24. You know, where there is more than one person attending to an issue, there will always be the question, who is the leader? Or who is the topmost person here? And that also happened in the day of Jesus among the disciples. You feel that that kind of space, strife should not be there. There was strife. So let's look at verse 24. It said, and there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest? And he said unto them, the king of the Gentiles exercised lordship over them, and they that exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. I want you to take that as a key note. Ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you, he that serveth. So, I believe this scripture just answers the question. So, true leadership. I like the question, say true leadership, not just leadership. So, in the light of the true, or in the light of the kingdom, or in the everlasting light, leadership is not rulership.
Wow.
Yeah. Leadership is not lording. Leadership in the kingdom of God is tantamount to one word called service. Okay. Service. And service, as we all know, service is what?
Is the way to the top, and not the
way. Is the way of the top, and not a way to the top. Yeah. That just gives you disparity between how God sees leadership and how the world sees leadership. David served his kingdom, his generation, by the will of God, which means that David was not just serving Israel. David served God, and by extension, served his kingdom. He did everything by serving God and also ruling the kingdom. And you see that he was a servant of the kingdom, or a servant of the will of God in the kingdom. Hallelujah. He's unlike Solomon and Jeroboam, who did otherwise. And up till today, the kingdom of David is still recognized in God. A service is one who has caught the vision of God in his heart and has given himself to it and leads others or shows it to others to a point where they can also follow that. He exemplifies it, and other people who are seeing it can also follow that vision. That is a leader. That's the true definition of leadership. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Lydia.
Thank you so much, Pastor Lydia. That was beautiful. Yeah, so one of the things you mentioned was, you know, a leader being an example. Yeah. And want to go more in depth into this topic. And this question is for Pastor Dixon. Hallelujah. And I want to phrase the question this way. Is it everybody that can be a leader? Knowing that, you know, the first talk show we had, we learned about personalities. You know, people having different personalities. Is it that leadership is, you know, cut out for just a set of people? You know, in fact, this world, we have choleric, sanguine, different classes of people. So is it like, okay, you know, leadership is for the choleric, it's for the sanguine, it's for the people that, you know, have this strong, you know, frontal, exactly. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Brother Jerry, good morning, Daddy and Mommy. Good morning, all our pastors. Thank you so much, audience. I want us to understand that from the definition of Pastor Lydia now of what true leadership means, because in this cycle, we are not just talking about, it's not leadership conference where you bring CEOs to talk about. We are talking about true leadership in the context of the kingdom. And so from that point of view that says that leadership is not lordship, leadership is servanthood. Leadership is laying down your life, exemplifying how others can do it by you doing it.
Yeah.
Then everybody is born to rule, or mean to lead.
Yeah.
It's not like Fulani race that say they are born to rule. So if you are born to rule, what happens to every other person? You are so if you are seeing leadership as service, then everybody has capacity to serve. Because a servant actually is a leader.
Wow.
That's it. A servant actually is a leader. So it does not matter either you are a sanguine or choleric, or you are
phlegmatic,
all of that. It's not that. Because service itself is what exemplifies or what typifies leadership? When you say you are a leader, leading what? What are you really leading? You are doing something and others are watching you do it, yeah, and they are doing it behind you.
Yeah.
And that is leadership. Wow. So if you are a leader and you stretch your leg, hey, go and bring that chair. You are a boss. You are not a leader in this context.
Wow.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, Pastor Dixon. Okay, that brings us to this question. You know, we live in a generation where, you know, when you see servants, people see it as demeaning. They see it as, no, I can never be a servant, never. Yeah. I'll be a leader, only leadership, only I just want to be, no. They don't, no, I can't be a servant, God forbid, you know.
No.
But so it leads us to this question, well, why should, if at all, we even want to be leaders, or we are meant to be leaders,
yeah,
why should a leader first be a servant? This question is for you, Pastor Lydia.
Okay, let me quickly correct the use of language there. You know, we have a lot of misused words in context, misused context. So when someone says, ah, I will never be a servant, you are trying to say you will never be a slave.
Hmm.
Slave is different from servant.
Interesting.
Okay.
When the scripture says servant, it does not mean slave.
Wow.
So, we all should rejoice when they call you servant.
Hmm.
It's a high pedestal.
Wow.
The first reason why you need to embrace it as, that is what I should be, is Jesus said it.
Wow.
No, we meet talk him. Abi, let's see that scripture again. Let's go back there, Acts chapter 2. Jesus said it. That's the first thing. Luke chapter 2, I mean. Chapter 22. Sorry, chapter 22. Verse, that, maybe 27. Verse 27. Says, for whether is greater, he that seated at meat, or he that served. So, look at it. We are in church now. We want to go and eat. Who is the greater person? Is it the person who sat at the table waiting for people, the food to come and be put on the table? Or the one who serve, that's what Jesus is asking.
Wow.
Is it me? Is it the person who is sitting that is the greater one, or the person serving?
Hmm.
Look at what Jesus said here. He said, "Is or he that serveth, is he not that seated at meat? But I am among you people, among the world. It is he that is serving that is the leader." Abi.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, "I am among you as he that what?
That serveth."
And Matthew said, a servant cannot be greater than his master. If you call me Lord or Master, I am so, but I'm a servant.
Hmm.
And that is how you should be in the Father's kingdom. Now, let's quickly take some cue. It's, when we are talking of leadership, it's everlasting pattern we are looking at. It's not world. It's not in your office now. That's a different world. The world we come from, everlasting realm, service is kingdom pattern. And that is why we serve the vision. And look at, Jesus said, I'm a servant here. The apostles took the same thing, served tables in the days of Jesus and did it well. When it got to the point where they needed to focus on the word and prayer in Acts, they said, look for some men. That criteria they gave, if those men are standing today, they'll be Lord Bishops.
Mm.
So, a real leader is a servant, and you should serve first because you don't own the vision. It is the vision of God. You are not born with it. So you will serve who has the vision,
yeah,
so that you can get connected to the vision.
Wow.
That's the only way you can get connected to the vision, because it is not in you to start with.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. So it means that you can't separate being a servant from being a leader. They are one. Together.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And Pastor kind of made a clarity on something, that leadership in our context is different from leadership outside there.
Yeah.
There's a way it is done outside there.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ma.
Thank you, Ma.
All right. I want to ask Pastor Dixon this question. How does avenues for responsibility, you know, equal to being a leader, you know? I just want Pastor
right
to write
that. Thank you so much, sir. From what Pastor Lydia just said now, we see that we are all surrounded with avenues for responsibilities. But most of the time, we ignore it.
Mm.
And that is where leaders, true leaders, emerge.
Wow.
Now, some of the time, we run away, especially singles, and in this context now, you run away from service because service is always around you. This morning now, there are many things to do here, but many times we look at it, we remove our eyes. Sometimes you are in church, maybe the chairs need to be arranged, and you just sat down there, you're thinking, church carer will come and do it, it's their job. It's not in you. It's not in you. You know, there are avenues, for instance, when you say, people that really put you to work. There's a way you greet them from afar. Pastor Alfred, I love you. Thank you, sir. God, in fact, the way God is helping you. Anytime Pastor Alfred is working, you won't join him. You are always around doing other things. So many times, God has really done it that everybody will have one thing or the other to do at every point in time. But making yourself available. As time goes on, we're going to see some practical example of these things. But avenues are everywhere that we should crash into to really help us develop that servant nature. Nobody is actually born to serve too. As nobody is born to lead, nobody is also born to serve.
Wow.
You are the one that will take service. You take it. You see it, you take it. Wow. As you are doing that, something is happening to your nature. You are being broken in the process. So many times you feel, I can never do this thing. I can just be doing it gradually. Very soon you will fall in love with it so much.
Wow.
Now you will think, are you born with this thing? Nobody is born with it. We all learn it here.
Yeah.
No, but for instance, when we say Pastor Alfred, he is not born with it. Everybody will come on the air. Pastor Lydia is not born with what she is doing. You just develop it by avenues, instances. You know, sometimes when Pastor Lydia, those days when she was still single, she will be coming to church from Akure by 5 a.m. She will stand beside the road just because she wants to come and worship in Akure, in Ondo, in Owo Road. Owo Road, oh. A lady. Dark place. Early in the morning. Now, many people will be sleeping at that time. Many people will just enjoy their life. Just go to somewhere close to them, and you have not sinned, you understand? But you will see an opportunity. You're saying, no, this is what I'm supposed to do. And you are putting yourself to it. Over time, it will amount to something great. So she is a leader today. Not because she was born like that, but there are avenues that she had used to prove herself over time. And that same thing is also applicable to everybody.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Yeah, thank you, sir. So, like Pastor said, no one was born to serve.
Yeah.
But when you see the opportunity, just use it. But which brings us to this question, Pastor. Can taking initiative for responsibility be seen as loving control?
Yeah. Okay. I'll just answer straight. No. Capital no.
Okay.
Just as Pastor Dixon said, if you always see avenue of service, and you look away from it, you will never be a leader.
Wow.
It will always, leadership in the kingdom will always run away from you. If they put it on your shoulder, it will slip off.
Wow. Hmm.
You will not be able to hold it. Because we don't serve by capacity, natural capacity.
Yeah.
We serve by soul capacity.
Yeah.
And soul capacity does not just land on anybody. Like you heard, nobody was born with leadership.
Yes.
Nobody was born with service.
Yes.
Every one of us in the kingdom, we learn service. We learn it. And taking initiative is compulsory. It's something you should pray for. If you are living with any brethren, don't let me even say a pastor, anybody, if you are living around anybody and you are told to go and do something, don't always wait to be called to go and do that same thing. It means it's not, tell yourself, if I've been called once on this thing, I should remember to go and do it again without being called. You're already learning to take initiative. There was one thing mommy said a long time ago, that any atinuda.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had to go and sit with myself. I said, what's the meaning of atinuda?
Wow.
It does not have, I had to be asking questions because I'm not a Yoruba thinking person. I had to, what's the meaning of atinuda? this person cannot just take initiative. And Pastor, like Pastor said now, during any meeting, Pastor Alfred will come, arrange things. You will not tell yourself, I should be there to be available. Mommy Ellen gave that example a long time ago, that on Saturdays, she's a lawyer, a barrister serving. Eh? But on Saturdays, she'll wake up early in the morning, bathe, and go to her pastor's house and sit down, waiting to be sent around. You know, when I hear such an example, I don't allow you to pass. I don't say I'm waiting for Holy Ghost to tell me. Holy Ghost has spoken already. So if my pastor or any of my leader cannot see me as available to take initiative, I am not yet in the school of service. Wow. Thank you.
Wow. One thing that, you know, Pastor has repeated over time and over time is availability. You know, making yourself available. For service, you know, not always, you know, withdrawing and pulling back. Thank you so much, Ma, for that. You know, Pastor Dixon, you have, you know, mentioned to us, you know, how that, you know, we should take opportunity of avenues. Yeah, we want to see practical example of avenues for responsibility, practical, that is at home with us. Yeah, that we can always, you know, make use of.
Thank you so much, sir. There are many examples. For instance, let me start with people that, singles that live with people. You know, when you live in a house and you are always ensuring that nothing gets spoiled in this house, you are taking responsibility. You are not, the door of your bedroom is already ringing until somebody is beaten and the thing falls inside. Everybody will enter, will come out. Everybody, yeah. It's a problem. It's a problem. Everybody will, after evening in the night, everybody enter their room. Poo, poo, poo. Nobody ensure gate is locked. Hey. Is this door locked? Nobody. Everybody will just go and sleep. Until somebody will enter and pack everybody's phone. Responsibility. Now, one thing is that when we're living in this house, nobody actually taught me how to drive. I didn't go to any driving school. That morning, mommy's car's battery was spoiled. So she tried to walk and, okay, let's buy this battery. So I went to buy the battery at Sabo. As I was buying the battery, I saw that Itiche coming from his house. Ah, what happened? I came to buy a battery. He drove, okay, let's bring it to church now. Okay. We came to church, put the battery, and I said, you can't drive two cars now. How are we going to take this car to mommy in our office?
Interesting.
Okay, just show me. Put it like this. It's an automatic. Just put it like the way they drive. Okay, is that all? That's all. Be going in front, I'll be following you. And that was how I moved it to ADM. Because I was already thinking, how will mommy trek back? To come and carry the car in the sun. He lets him say, morning is still cool. What of afternoon? And immediately mommy saw me entering, you know, fine art department. There was an examination hall going on that time. She was clapping, I know, Wala, this thing. How can everybody be in a house and nobody knows how to drive? I know that. It's another phase. You will die. This is the cross on which you will die. And that's the truth. So you can see it. You should take it. Service is something you take. You look at it. This thing should be done. And if nobody is doing it, I should be held responsible. So many times we don't see ourselves as responsible for anything. You are in a unit and nobody really knows how to operate a thing. Go and study it. Don't say our leader is not showing us. So everybody, when we are all bundles of mediocres. No, you can go and learn it and come and teach the units. There are opportunities abound. Examples abound to see how can I make this? It will start from thinking. How can I make this thing easy for my pastor? Wow. How can I make this thing easy for my parent? Wow. How can I make this thing easy for my leader? If you can only have that mindset, that is what will prompt you to be available. That is what we prompt you to go and study more.
Whatever everybody is doing today is a thinking of how can we make it better? How can we make it better? You go and research. You go and see. And over time, you will look like a pro. At the point again, how do I learn how to drive manual car? Nobody taught me.
Interesting.
Over time. The live van started. They brought a bus, a brand new bus, without a driver. Now, the bus is there. Brock Binger came one of these days. I've been driving automatic now over time. Okay, let's go out. I followed him at Ife garage. He just said, okay, do it this way. Oh, yeah, be going.
Hey.
That was how we started.
Wow.
From there, and if your heart is in the thing, you realize it's not difficult.
Yeah.
But what is difficult? What is difficult is when your heart is not there. Now, Pastor Alfred can do a whole lot of things today, not because he's learned it in school.
Wow.
I was in Lagos. One brother, while he was there, I want to do something. To record my tips, and I don't really know. I said, call Pastor Alfred. I said, Pastor Alfred is a polytechnic. You see this thing that you are struggling with, he will know it.
Yeah.
Why? Because he thinks problem.
Wow.
How can we make this thing, this broadcast, this thing better? Solution. And so tagging along with him has also taught me a whole lot of things. So see, as he's doing it, I'm looking at it. Okay. So life is like that. Think problem. Service is coming on. You just come and you sit down. You should know that somebody arranged that place.
Yeah.
How can I join those who make things happen and not those who enjoy things happening?
Wow.
That is how said. Those are servants. And if you don't have that heart, go and pray to God for it.
Wow.
And God can give it.
Yes.
Somebody just like enjoying people's sweat. They just like it. They will complain and say, hey, see you feather there.
God, I beg.
It's not like you should not read, but some people just enjoy. You have imputed your own energy in anything.
Wow.
That is not kingdom. God will help us.
Thank you, Pastor. There's something I want to, point out from Pastor, answer, is that there are some things that you will never actually do, on your own if you are not, you don't have the heart to do it. There are some things that you don't know how to do, actually. You've not done it before. But because you have the heart, you have the mind, Pastor Dixon said something. He said, if you will do it afraid. If you do it afraid, make sure that you do it. So the answer is a beautiful one. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor. What stood out for me was that, so you don't have to wait till you become a CEO. They give you one huge. You have to. You start from the smallest things.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, sir. So, Pastor Lydia, this question is for you, and While one is learning to serve and be responsible, how should they manage people who always take advantage of people's availability? For example, a single living with someone, is willing to serve, willing to be responsible, but just find out that, the person he or she is living with, who is there? Can you help me come pick this spoon? Can you help me come take this cup? And you're like, yes. Beside, you're like, the cup is just beside you. Why do I have to come all the way from? So, Pastor, please help us.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Pastor Dixie. Actually, it's like that. It's like that in the realm. Or let me say, on the side. Or on a world view. Now, Pastor Dixie gave example of how he learns to drive. Many of us who also like to learn to drive, right? It's fun. But he did not tell you that he also used to wash daddy and mommy's clothes. And that one is like backyard service. He told you the front door service that looks very fine. So he can be doing like this. If you just learn that this car, you'll be cruising with that car. Pastor Dixon will labor to wash their clothes every weekend, even as a pastor. Toneba in the kitchen after leading worship. After leading worship. You know that anointing of leading worship? It has just finished. Now, we now go and use that anointing because that Eba must be ready before end of meeting. Quickly go to the kitchen. Quickly turn Eba. Fast. And come back and sit down like, I'm saying, yeah! Kore! Yeah, yes, sir! You just think that is not, you see that thing that he did was being available.
Yeah.
When I say it looks like that when you are available, it look like somebody is using you.
Yes, ma.
Okay, now. Like, but we all pray. God should use us. Mm. How many of us have never said that prayer, God use me? Have you said that prayer before? And what do we do that we use people to use you?
Oh boy.
Wow. That's serious.
If you are not useful or usable for God's people, then God cannot use you.
Wow.
It's true that mind, from the person's point of view, somebody sitting here. Sister Duni, please help me. The person is outside, though. Come and help me bring that cup. Is it not closer to this person who is saying, come and help me bring? Yeah. From that person's point of view, maybe using you. But from your point of view, you must not allow Satan to put that thought in your mind.
Yeah.
Because the day that thought sits in your mind, then Satan has started withering you from within on the pathway of service. And you will never be useful for God.
Wow.
So the Lord will help us. Being available for service is not tantamount to being used. Being used is actually the school of training in service.
Wow.
Without being used, you will never be trained, you will never be schooled in service. And when you are not a servant, then heaven will not look at you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, that's serious.
I didn't see that coming. it felt like, they were going to address, the person that was calling and calling.
Exactly.
But the thing just turned. it turned out that if you are not being used, by men, you cannot be used by God.
Actually.
And we all prayed, Jesus. Being young, we prayed, God, use me.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ma.
Thank you, Ma. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. All right, so Pastor Dixon, people today see serving as being, being the tail. Can we look at that Bible, verse that really says that, you shall be the head and not the tail. Growing up, your mom will pray that prayer for you. You will be the head. In fact, when you say you are the tail, you do like this. Do you understand me? And the person behind you also do it. Why? Do you understand me? So all of us wants to be the head. And nobody wants to be the tail. But leaders, they will always be leaders and they will always be servants. And everybody wants to be the leader and nobody wants to be the, servant. So, Pastor, we want to look at that, scripture in an holistic view. And also look at why this has been misconstrued today.
All right. Thank you. Let's read the scripture in Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. It said, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And you say, amen.
Amen. Is here now.
And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath.
Exactly.
If that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God.
Pastor, that part. I think that part is the part we want to look at, really. Do you understand?
So, no, we must finish. It's a verse. So we cannot, which I commanded this day to observe and to do them. Now, it's a commandment to serve. It's a commandment.
Wow.
Because Jesus Christ said it in the book of Luke. Matthew 23:11. He said, but he that is greatest among you shall be. It's not say will be. Shall be your servant. Now, this is a commandment that must be done.
Wow.
So, this being a servant, if you do it well. If you do it well, because actually this commandment is a national blessing. Mm-hmm.
for Israel. Because everybody in Israel is not CEO.
Interesting.
They are a CEO, they are workers. So it's not like individual in the nation.
Yeah.
It's that if you can do it, you will be a glow for all nations to see. You will be exalted above every other nation. And because of your life, you will assimilate every other nation. Because you are supposed to be an example of how nationhood should look like.
Yeah.
So when you are taking it as, God forbid that I will never be the tail, you don't really understand what Jesus is saying. You see that tail thing? Tail. In the New Testament, God, even tail is false prophet. We have been taught. When you say, and it's the tail of the dragon drew the third part of the angels.
Yeah.
Is so what are we saying is that you must not see service as making you to be it's not to belittle you.
Wow.
To make you feel less of yourself.
Wow.
Because if you don't serve, your will not be broken.
Wow.
Mm. Many of us, to start, you don't like it.
Mm.
Nobody likes it. It's like those days, the freezer of this house is in mommy's office. Mm-hmm. Just imagine your house, in a house that is like 23 people living without that, by daddy and mommy. Imagine every time you want to open your freezer, your own house. How many times do you open your freezer in a day? Now think of that, how many times we go and open it in a day,
wow,
and come back. Sometimes by 10 p.m., there is still one thing we have not. It's not good to. So you will do it. You will first do it, you'll be hungry. You will do it, you'll be hungry. You will do it, you'll be hungry. But don't show. You are not permitted to show your hunger.
Yay.
Because it's a training for you to break that will. Very soon you will go, you won't feel that you are doing anything.
Wow.
So if they are still sending you and you are still feeling like I'm a tail, my parent has prayed for me that I will not be the tail, I will be the head. You are still not getting what you are talking about. You will do it until you love tail.
Mm. Wow.
Because even cow tail is more expensive.
Like the fish tail too. Fish tail. Sweet.
So you will do it. So many times, why you hate washing plates at home? Some people also hate doing that dishes thing. Mm. Watch pot. Give me something else. You will do that thing. You will hate it. You will be hungry. When you are doing it, you are not watching it well. You are hungry. You are hungry. You keep doing it. They are breaking your will. We will do it to a point that to wash plate is your delight. When you get to that point, you have become the head. You are the head of that thing that want to stop you. When you, for instance, sweeping is your problem. Anytime they say sweep, it's like, You will start to sweep every day. You will now take it as your routine. Nobody gives you, you take it. You will sweep to a point. You will sweep to a point. You will break it. Because an unbroken horse cannot be ridden upon. Mm. To be on top of the horse, it means the horse is broken.
Wow.
So to be the head, really, you will serve from the tail.
Wow.
Everybody, you will start from the base.
Wow.
You will climb well. So it is very important for us to understand that it's not to demean us. It's not you are a leader. In fact, in a house where five people living together, maybe you are the last born. And you know last born is always in trouble. Everybody just want to send you on an errand. As you are coming, as you are dropping, another person say, hey, George, another person say, you are the leader of all of them.
Wow. Wow.
If you allow that dealing to be thorough, if you allow that process, you will use all of them to climb.
Wow.
You will use everybody. You are serving all of them. They are drinking it. They are the one in trouble. The person stretching leg, like we said the other time, and is calling you in the room. You are our boss.
Wow.
It is your own salvation that we are talking about. Everything is on two sides. You are dying. Somebody is, like some people, they will have house help. They will use house help to train their children. Mm. Their children will be spoiled. The house help is getting stronger.
Wow.
It is still the same principle.
Wow.
So God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Wow. It's serious. I hope you have been blessed.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Dixon. So, you know, your will has to be broken.
Actually.
And if your will is not broken, of course, I don't think you can take up the things of God and Thank you so much, Pastor Dixon. Thank you. So, Pastor Lydia, this question is for you. So this question is for you, Pastor Lydia. What should I do when I discover I like control?
Okay. We said earlier that nobody is born to lead or nobody is born to serve. But the way some of us naturally, or let me say our upbringing, maybe you are the firstborn in the family, or you always have that opportunity to always be in charge of other persons from home or when you were in school. And discover that maybe one person has mentioned that you always like taking control. You know, somebody like that you can't see yourself. That's what somebody you like taking control. If you are not in charge, then you are not happy. Once there are some people like that, you know, when they are helping others to do it, they are always looking for how the person did not do it well. But when they give them, they will do it well. You know, some people are like that. They have the capacity, maybe inbuilt, to do it. Maybe in worship team now, you have skill to sing and your leader does not have that skill or to organize and coordinate. If you have been told that you are like that, don't fight it. That's one. Don't get angry at such comments. That is one thing. If Satan, nobody will hear that and not be, am I really like that? Do I like taking control? Once that is said about you, don't join Satan in being angry with the person who said it. Because that anger is being foiled by Satan. That is one. Two, then to heal that thing, you must give yourself to serving other person that does not seem to commend that service. How do I put it? Some of us will not have issue. If they say, go and start serving Reverend Busi Olabode, you won't have a problem. But if you have a problem, you swallow it. But if they say, go and serve your unit leader, who is your classmate, or who seems to even not, or you are a senior, not only class, by age, by experience, everything, this person is lower than you, and then they say, go and serve. That's the only way that heart can be taught brokenness, or taught not to take control, but to use service for service. And not use service to shine. Because it's possible to use service to fuel yourself. It's possible for self to use service to show forth more in you. But the way to teach yourself, once that is said, then go and submit yourself under somebody. And don't submit in your mind alone. Don't say it's between me and God. Serve until the person you are serving knows that you are serving him. Daddy said something one day that if you are actually submitting to somebody, until the person knows that this person is submitting to me, not because he said it, but because he's in a position, then you have not actually started serving or submitting.
Wow.
So the way to heal that soul is just put yourself under and stay there. Forget the day that thing will end. Stay there like that is how it's going to be forever. For you, it is forever. You will don't ever dream to get to a point where, at least I've served for the last 25 years. A soul can be like that. That's why we say service is not a way to the top. that when I now get to top, a minute, That's why most doctors in school, PhD holders, are always more wicked than professors.
Wow.
Have you noticed that? Maybe they went to Ife. If they went to Ife, if your lecturer went to Ife as a doctor, God help you. Because the trouble he has gone through, you will go through. You will have a taste of it. So when you see that you are like that, just forget yourself there. You discover that forgetting yourself there, sweetness will burst out of you in service. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ma. Thank you so much, Pastor Lydia. You know, there's a way our pastors have, you know, painted serving that is looking more beautiful.
Yes.
You know, there's a way something beautiful. That you don't really like to eat. You know, when someone paints it, you just want to have a taste. At least let me even taste it first.
Yes.
You know, so you have really painted service. You have painted being the tail for us. And now, I don't know. I want us to change that thing. You know, we always want to be the head. I want us to echo this, that I will be the tail.
I will be the tail.
And I will be okay being the tail.
And I'll be okay being the tail.
I will not desire to go to be the head.
I will not desire you know, to
the Lord
be
help
the
us
head.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you so much, pastors.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so this last question. I'm sure we've been blessed. Hallelujah. All right, so we have just one more question for Pastor Dixon. And, you know, we want to hear of the bowels of mercy and understanding. Yes. So what do you do maybe after serving for like years, you know? You have served for years. You have done a lot, you know, maybe in the house of the Lord. You know, let me use this particular example. In the house of the Lord, you have done a lot of things. And people are seeing you that, you know, somewhere they you begin to tag you as, pastor. You know, it's just that's the thing. That's the maybe next ordination like this. Maybe your brother said they shook you, say, oh, bro, pastor. And you know, all of a sudden, you know, you never became a pastor. You know, control was never handed to you. You know, what should person that you know is a state that you know everybody has this mind that.
Yeah.
You know, I save my pastor so that what is on my pastor can come on me. You know, there's a way we've been taught that thing now. And,
that's
you know,
true.
It's the, you know, drive for our service.
Yes,
so we want to see the reason. We want to.
Thank you, sir. You know, people serve for anointing.
Kayo.
Let me serve a rainbow so that his anointing can come upon me.
Yeah.
That you are even looking for a rainbow so anointing. You already spoil your service. Now, Jesus says in the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 7, I will just read that scripture. He said, but which of you, having a servant, plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat. He said, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and guide thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken. And afterward, thou shalt eat and drink. Did you get that picture?
Wow.
You went to farm since morning for your master. You came back with the farm clothes. And he's not going to tell you, okay, you have tried. Go and sit down. Just sit down. Let me. He will still say, serve my food. Well, after I've eaten and drink and I'm drunk, then you can now go and eat and drink. Then he now say, does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye. When ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you.
Wow.
So service is a commandment.
Yes.
Yeah.
We say, this is what you should say. It's not with your mouth, in your heart. We are what? Unprofitable servant. We have done that which was our duty to do.
Wow.
So you are not doing your duty so that ordination can rest upon you.
Interesting.
You are not doing your, like Paul will write in the epistles, he says, servant, obey your masters as unto the Lord. Not that one day you will also be a master. If that servant is the estate you will be for life, do it as unto the Lord.
Wow.
So that mindset is what will give us the reward of service.
that you are doing it without anything, sometimes not even anointing. You can be doing something so that they can say thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you can mean a whole lot.
Praise God.
And you will do it and you have worked yourself out and your master will come and say, ah, okay, why take if you want be? And in your heart you'll be wondering, so is this one? Is this one? You are still not getting it. That the way a servant is supposed to die to thank you. You are not doing it for thank you. You are doing it because that is your oxygen. You are just breathing and breathing out. Either thank you come, glory be to God. It is on the side of your master to say thank you. That is his own dealing. Your own dealing is to work and not look for thank you. Your commandment is serve. The master's commandment, either he say thank you or he has his own master to ask him what you are doing there. It is not your own business. Your own is to focus on what you have been given as job description to do. And do it, and God himself knows how to reward service. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you so much, Pastor Lydia. You know, something that Pastor said that struck my heart, is that, you serve without the mind of receiving something. And that should be your heart as the servant.
Yes.
Yeah? And leave the reward for just... That's not your business. Definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Lydia.
Thank you, Pastor Lydia. So we have come to the end of this talk show.
Yeah.
But before we go, I want to, Pastor Lydia, can you just one word to just
summarize
or just wrap it up? Just
okay. I'll just use the last thing Pastor Dixon said. Service is our breath. Service is our joy. Service is our crown. Service is life. Go and serve.
Wow.
Thank you.
Serve.
Pastor Dixon, please.
Thank you so much, Pastor Lydia. I just say that, if you serve, you will die. If you don't serve, you will still die. Die gloriously.
Wow.
Are we choosing to die gloriously?
Woo!
We are the generation that will die gloriously.
Amen.
We will die to live. Amen. Thank you so much for listening.